started the meeting. Okay, let's meet the President's Cabinet to order on Thursday, February 17th, 2022 at 4:32 p.m. in the HMN President's Conference Room. Next, we'll move into agenda item two, roll call.
President Brown?
Present.
Vice President Murphy?
Present.
Chief of Staff Samuelson?
Present.
Director Kuiek?
Present.
Director Marenberga?
Present.
Director Britt?
Present.
Director Resnick?
Absent CCUs.
Director Gillian?
Present.
Director Lim?
Present.
Director Madavina?
Present.
Attorney General Sersanji?
Present.
Chief Justice Stanfill?
Present.
And Speaker Shine?
Present.
All right, we have a quorum.
Awesome, thank you so much. Next, we'll move into agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment? Awesome.
Hi, everyone. So I am here to offer assistance as a senator. I know that some of your departments are wanting to be updated, since you've been going through your terms. I know I'm working on an update for the Cozen Org, so I just wanted to see if anyone else wanted anything that could be worked on. This is also on behalf of GovOps, so we are going to be divvying up the work as a team, as a unit, just so not one person is overloaded, but we want to be there for you and help you guys where we can for the association. So, is there any department that specifically wants to be reached out to?
I want to get my job duties updated in the SAS, so yeah.
Liz, are you talking about what we've talked about before?
Yeah.
That's on the agenda for GovOps. You're all good.
Oh,
it's not?
Michaela.
Oh, who did I say? Oh, I'm so, so sorry. Thriving today, y'all. Wow.
Was there any other departments or positions?
Awesome. Thank you so much. Is there any other comment this time? Awesome. Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item five reports, starting with President of the Association, Austin Brown. I'm not going to go too deep in my report today because I said it all to you yesterday at the tenant meeting. However, I do want to cover a few things with you all because there have been some changes within the last 24 hours. Today, we had a special Board of Regents meeting where the Board of Regents elected, well, reinstated Chair McAdoo to be the Chair of the Board of Regents. So Chair McAdoo and Vice Chair Carter have taken the positions back. With that being said, there is the quarterly board meeting, which will be held on March 4th and 5th, 3rd and 4th, in Nevada State College, and so I will be there along with many other Asian officers for this quarterly board meeting, so I'm excited for that. Next week on the President's Cabinet agenda, we will do a board review, so that we can kind of go over that as a cabinet. Next, I just want to remind you all of the strategic plan feedback draft session that is happening on Wednesday, so this coming Wednesday, the 23rd, at 4 o'clock p.m. in the JCSU Theater. I would really love to see all of you there to give us feedback on the strategic plan. It's super important to have a student voice there. And I think Parker sent out a calendar invite for all of you already, so you should have that on your calendars. Next, the General Counsel's Office, as well as Chief of Staff, Patricia Richard, from the University, is hosting two First Amendment events for all of us. That would be great for us to go attend. And so we're going to make these mandatory for all the cabinet, just because they fall right during cabinet time. So that's exciting. They're going to be at 4 o'clock on February 24th and March 10th. Again, we'll get these all on your calendars, but plan on not having... Ooh. Let me get back to you on next week's, because we might need to have cabinet next week. So I'll let you all know. But plan on the 10th being mandatory for sure.
March 10th is general elections.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I will let Patricia know, and maybe we can work on some of these dates. It is in 45, correct. And then the last thing, is anyone available on Wednesday the 23rd again, anywhere between 11 to 12:15? So that is going to be when the Pack on the Prowl video has been rescheduled. So I'm super excited and thankful you're all participating. We'll meet in front of the N at KC. So, awesome. That is my report. Are there any questions? Next, we'll move to report from Vice President Murphy.
I'll also keep it short. Just a reminder that the Prepare for the Fair is next. Next Tuesday from 11 to 2. Tell all your constituents you can get free headshots, free interviews, and your resumes checked, as well as I think they have a professional, how to dress professionally. They have a LinkedIn presentation, so great opportunity for those of you who are looking for internships or jobs. And then the career fair is March 3rd from 11 to 2. The BPO for our utility vehicle, or the wagon, was approved, and so it should be here in May sometime. So I'll work on making sure that that is all set to go for the next session. And then tomorrow I'm presenting to Budget and Finance regarding the Milk academic initiatives. And then Austin and I are meeting again next Tuesday with alumni and a few others to pick a date for homecoming as well as family weekend. Yeah, but other than that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Director Kui?
Is there a networking event for College of Business too?
Yes, it's actually my calendar. It is also on a Wednesday night, I believe. Let me one sec. Yeah, it's the March 2nd. From 4:30 to 6 as well.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Next we'll hear a report from Chief Sassy Anderson.
Hi everyone. So I've been working on the Endowment Fund Scholarship and trying to turn the internship program into a service learning course, hopefully in the years to come. I'm also going to be working on with the executive interns on creating a 24-hour study space in the library for finals, so that's exciting. Please save the date for our annual banquet, which will be Monday, April 4th, from 5 to 7 p.m. in the JCSU ballrooms. Attire is semi-formal, black tie optional. All officers and interns are invited, so please spread the word to your interns as well, and a formal email will come out closer to the event. And that is all I have for today, so if you have any questions, please let me know.
Questions?
Can you say the date one more time?
Yeah, it's Monday, April 4th, from 5 to 7 p.m.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah.
Next, we'll hear a report from
Director Kui. Okay, hi everyone. So for BLF, we had to push it back a day to Saturday, April 30th instead of the 29th. We just had some issues with parking and reserving all of the lots for Friday, so we thought it'd be easier on Saturday. Other than that, Mackey Week is next week. So we're gonna start off the week with Mackey Madness. For the Beat UNLV game, there's going to be free pizza, music, t-shirts, minute to win it games while you're in line for the game. Come learn about the history of John Mackey at Mackey and Cheese on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we have Brekkie with Mackey, so there's going to be free breakfast. And then finally, Friday is chicken or Nuggets of Gold. Please stop by and help out, or at least participate if you can. Our interns planned all of these events, so they're super excited because this is their first real university event that they've got to plan on their own. But we can't wait to celebrate Mackey with you all, and let me know if you have any questions.
Any questions? I have a question. Is there any way that we could incorporate like the tradition of the Mackey bottles offerings into any of the Mackey Week events, just like educating students on how to respectfully get good luck?
Yeah, we definitely could. If you want to do some sort of handout, we could have that printed, or we could try to have it printed. I'm sure it wouldn't be too difficult, but I can talk to Mayhawk.
Awesome. Thanks. All right, next we'll hear a report from Director Member Good.
Hello. All of you heard about iServe last night, so if you have any questions, you can just ask me, but I'm not going to do the whole spiel again. So we're beginning to plan the club banquet that used to be annually, but it stopped for the past couple of years due to COVID. I want to bring that back up, so me and the commissioner are going to kind of dual-head that one together and delegate it accordingly to the department. I've recently had a club situation come up with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu as a former club president who was in 2019 the club president and is trying to get it back, so I've been working with that. Because another club also submitted a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu request at the same exact time with them, so they're trying to go in and butt heads and see who has priority over that. So I'm working on that situation. I attended the University Fieldhouse pre-design workshop last night. I thought that was really cool, and it was really fun to be a part of the conversation. And then on Pack Life, we have 315 active organizations, 48 frozen, 5,561 involved users, 386 upcoming events in the next 30 days, and over the past 2 weeks for the funding hearings, we funded 21 clubs for a total of $12,983.39. End of report.
Thanks,
Sorry, what does it mean when a club is frozen?
So that's, we have like, there's different tiers. So there's like recognized, active, and there's like frozen. So if there's a club that's frozen, it's typically like a rule break, or they haven't completed a recognition task to be recognized. So they need to like maybe have a meeting with the club commissioner. So they're frozen on pack life, and once they have that meeting with them, then they're active. So that way they're showing up on pack life as an active organization for students to join.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good question. Next, we'll hear a report from Director Britt.
Hi, besties. I also will just kind of bullet point this since this is the same as yesterday. Just a reminder that my Proud to be Black at Nevada Town Hall is going to be tomorrow from 1:30 to 2:30 here in the Joe in room 323. Inkblot should be doing another post tomorrow leading up to the event just to advertise it one last time, but I've already seen several like Black student orgs post it, so I'm super excited about attendance. Our Black Scholars Dinner will be on Monday, February 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Great Room. We're currently looking for a Black-owned catering business to use for the dinner. With that being said, I saw the Northern Nevada Black Cultural Awareness Society budget on here. I brought that up to my department in our meeting last Friday in terms of, since it's at the same time as my dinner, we decided on like who wanted to go and who's going to stay to run our dinner, but I'll follow up with everyone on interest in deciding who will stay and who will go to help represent our department at the gala. Again, I picked up our student resource guide handbills earlier this week. They're in my office. I plan on primarily handing them out at our upcoming events, so please let me know if you'd like some. And then tomorrow I will also be presenting for the Committee on Budget and Finance. That's it for me. As always, feel free to reach out with any questions.
Thank you, Director Britt. Any questions? All right, next, Director Resnick said no report today. Next will be Director Yin.
Okay, hi everyone. I'll keep this short since it's basically a recap of the Senate last night. So yeah, the department has been working with the winners of the Sustainable Nevada Initiative Fund to get their funding. We've also been planning Earth Week. Again, that's April 18th through 22nd. We've been working with other departments for their events. We've been working with Diversity and Inclusion for tabling on a college tabling event to discuss what sustainability looks like on a college budget. We will also be tabling at ISERV. I've been in contact with RTC and the Parking and Transportation Committee to ensure we're all on the same page as with EdPass and to discuss the future plans for the service. I've been working with Speaker Pro Tempore Rivero to update the department. I attended oversight yesterday, and I've been completing class observations for the teaching award committee that I sit on. But yeah, that's all I have for you. But as always, if you have any questions or ideas, please let me know.
Vice President Murphy?
Would you mind putting those dates in the calendar just so
yeah,
don't forget. Same with like everyone else that has an event or something. I know Nick did for ISERV last night, so thank you.
Any questions? Next is a report from Director Lynn.
Awesome. Hi everyone, hope you're all doing well. Report is similar from last night with some additions. So like I said, finalizing some Wellness Week stuff, so vendors and partners. Again, March 21st to 25th, that's already on the President's Cabinet calendar. Once we have full programming, I will let you know all the events. Huge shout out to programmer Alkiza for helping us on this. I attended the NC listening session with the Chancellor and provided feedback on improvements and where supplemental support will be needed for the system. So we hope to see that change in the coming, in the near future. I also attended the Fieldhouse meeting last night, which was so much fun and insightful. Looking forward to having a new facility to accommodate more student groups and create more safe spaces for our students. I also attended the Board of Regents meeting today to listen to some public comment regarding masking to get some student concerns. Intern McCarthy Fox is also organizing her first PAC Protective campaign event and handing out K95, so I'm super excited to see her put this event together. And then I also had a conversation with Dr. Hub English today about testing. So to reiterate, it's still PCR tests Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. And right now, PCR is only taking 24 hours, so that's really good getting your results. And then the lack of antigen testing is due to the nationwide shortage, but that's still in the works, and we're still exploring some ways, and probably even exploring some ways to partner up with some university affiliation to get some for Wellness Week. But yeah, that's it for now. If you need anything, let me know.
Are there any questions? Awesome. Seeing none, we'll hear a report from Director Matavina.
Hello, everyone. Mine's also going to be pretty similar to last night. I just reiterate that we will have a form for posting on ASUN socials really soon, so that's really exciting. So if you ever have anyone, you can just send them to me and I'll get them set up with that. This last week I attended the NC listening session. I also submitted a work order for Meet the Department, so that's going to be really cute, and I'm really excited to feature all of your departments and all the cool stuff that they're doing. I worked with Jada and Amy to send out a text for Mackey Week. I think that just went out today a couple hours ago. And then I'll be working to update some of the photos and graphics and stuff on the website. And then, again, I just meet with Inkbot every week, so if you guys have anything that you want me to pass forward to them, just let me know. That's it.
Awesome. Any questions? Up next is Attorney General Sersanti.
Hi everyone, my opinion is officially on the website if you'd like to go read it. It's not in the right spot, so I'll figure that out later. This week I have been working with the co-directors of elections to plan the upcoming debates, but I hope you guys can make it and show your support to the candidates. If you need the debate dates, let me know and I can email them to you. Please keep up to date with your agendas. It is crucial that everyone continues to post at the physical location sites. Thank you.
I had a question for the Director of Elections regarding the special election, because I have students asking me how they can apply.
Yeah,
when.
Sure thing.
And
I so have I my meeting with them tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. So we'll know more information about that soon.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Next is Chief Justice Sample.
Happy weekend, everybody. Last night, the judicial ballot question passed, so huge thank you to Senator Gavon for sponsoring the piece and for Speaker Shine for presenting it last night. It passed unanimously, so I'm super excited for this to be on the ballot. If passed, this will make serving as a student leader in the association more accessible and increase opportunities. So the Inkblot marketing will be out soon. So when that is out, please spread the word on your social medias and encourage everyone to vote yes on our only ballot question this session. Last week, I met with a student who's interested in applying for a substitute justice position, and I've been meeting with several interns, actually, from all departments about the workings of judicial counsel and informing them of the responsibilities of the office. Additionally, the judicial internship is in full swing, where I meet with every week to prepare the interns for the 90th session. Tuesday morning, I attended the NG listening session with the Chancellor and the PAC community, which is very insightful and exciting, and I'd like to see you all there as well. Last night, I spoke to a representative from the University Police Services about the committees that I sit on, as appointed by President Brown, which should be meeting soon, so I'm also really excited for that. This morning, I attended the NG Board of Regents meeting and listened to public comment from all across each corner of the state. Shout out to Director Lim and Senator McNaught for attending the meeting, providing public comment. I always really enjoy attending these meetings and especially listening to the public comment of Nevadans from all across the state. Right before this, I attended the Transition Foundation training in preparing for the 90th session of ASUN leaders, along with President Brown, Vice President Murphy, and Speaker Shine. Additionally, tomorrow morning, the Judicial Council will be presenting at the Budget and Finance. But other than that, I am really looking forward to presenting at the NASC State Conference with Speaker Shine on the importance of civic engagement in college. And I'm also excited to attend the draft strategic plan preview student session next week before Senate.
Are there any questions? Up next, Speaker Shine.
Awesome. I could summarize the meeting last night. Most of you guys were there, though, so I'm not going to waste your time. The one thing I was really excited about was presenting that legislation. It's always fun when I get to present legislation. I don't get to do it very often, so it's really cool when I get to pass the gavel and do that. That was really fun. The chief of police wasn't able to come. He canceled last second. I think he had some emergency going on, so one of the lieutenants came instead. He had some specific statistics he wanted to present to us. I'm not exactly sure what that was on, but the lieutenant didn't have them, so he was going to come. Chief James is going to come probably next week with those statistics. He reached out to me before break wanting to present them. But that aside, that week we referred two pieces of legislation. Those pieces are, or no, we only referred one. It is a resolution in support of religious minorities that'll be in D&I if you're interested in seeing it. And then on the next upcoming agenda, we have five pieces. We have one piece that comes from President Brown that is for budget and finance, moving some funds in order to buy, which one was that for again? That's for the PAC Plaza, right?
Right.
Awesome. We have the resolution in support of removing the cleaning hours from the fitness center. That will be referred to probably safety, sustainability, and wellness, or maybe academic affairs, depending on the discussion. We have a resolution in support of student loan forgiveness. That is coming out of DCE. That's for Ledge Affairs. That's a piece in support of a bill that's actually down at the in DC. And then we have two fast-tracked. Both of these are from Senator Rivera. The first one is really cool. It's a resolution condemning racist remarks made by Regent Patrick Boylan. Most of you guys probably know about this. I don't know if everyone knows. One of the regents made some remarks 2 weeks ago now where he basically said something to the extent of we need to care more about the colorless students on our campuses because we don't support them enough. And I think that we need to address that as an association, so that's what we're doing. That's also why we fast-tracked it, is instead of having that be stuck in committee for 3 weeks, we should probably have that response soon. The other piece she wrote is called SR89, a resolution in support of reinstating a mask mandate at NSHE institutions. I think that one's going to be a really interesting discussion, so if you guys want to give your opinion on that, I would ask you to do it during your reports. Normally, I'm always down to have you guys give your opinions during discussion as well, but that's one that I'm going to keep to only senators when that one's like up for discussion. So if you guys have something you want to say about it, public comment or report. That's all I have. Aside from that, I'm just doing the normal stuff. I spent about 3 or 4 hours today planning some trainings with Asia and Sandy. I've been working on agendizing with my chairs. I have to sit down and fix some of the agendas in the box. I have that coming up with the presentation coming up with Chief Justice Stanfill. And just stuff like that. So if you guys have any questions, let me know.
Someone have any questions? Great. Next, we'll move into agenda item 6, old business. The first thing on this was mask discussion. This was agendized prior to the removal of the mask mandate, so that's why it's still on here. I think what I want to do, just very, very briefly, I want everyone to go around, just from your personal experience, there's no right or wrong answer to this, thumbs up, thumbs down on how it has been received by the groups and the people that you interact with.
I think mixed is a good answer.
Okay, good to know. So very, for the record, I would say there were 2 halfway thumbs and the rest were all thumbs up, but awesome. And then I just want to give a shout out to Director Matavina for writing a great statement for the HMS. Next, we'll move into agenda item 7, new business. Vice President Murphy, I'd like to pass the gavel. Do you accept?
I accept. Sorry, you said physical gavel. All right. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7-2. Director Lynn.
I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda.
You.
I'm not seeking a
motion. Director Akubi.
I move to approve agenda item 7-2.
Is there a second? Director Britt?
Second.
Alrighty, with that, we'll move into a presentation from President Brown.
Thank you, Vice President Murphy. In front of you all today on this agenda is a letter proposal to purchase 3 tables at the Northern Nevada Black Cultural Awareness Society's annual gala. Typically, this event is held on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. However, this year, due to COVID, they had to push it back a few weeks, and so I think this is something that's very important for us to go and be outreaching in the community, meet a lot of our Black scholars, and invite them to sit with us at this event. That's the purpose of purchasing 3 tables. If other departments would like to purchase tables of their own, they are more than welcome to do so. I'd be happy to adjust the budget in the executive ones. That way, only 2 tables come out of our account if D&I wants to purchase their own, or Senate wants to purchase their own, or Traditional wants to purchase their own. Just off the top of my head, is that an amendment we'd like to make?
Is there an amendment on the table? Director Britt?
For my department, definitely yes. I just sent a follow-up to everyone to see who'd be interested so I can gauge how many of us, but definitely a yes for me.
Any other discussion on...
Just to toss it out there, I know that Senate will be getting a table. I know in that original email I was sent, there was something to the extent of like some students might be invited. I don't know if you would need some space at the Senate table for those students, but I could provide probably 3 or 4 seats. I don't know if that changes the discussion. That's why I toss it out there.
I think if 2 other departments are going to purchase a table, I would like to amend the budget to purchase 3 tables at the price of $850.
There's already 3 tables being purchased.
Sorry, 2 tables.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm ready to make that motion.
Can I? Awesome. I move to adjust the budget to tables, parentheses, to the quantity of 2 at the amount of $850. For a new total of $1,700.
Is there a second? Chief Justice Stanfield.
Second.
Alrighty, with that, is there any further debate on the amendment? Director Rodney. Alrighty, with that, all those in favor of approving the amendment as said by President Brown, please say aye.
Aye.
All any abstentions? Any oppositions? All right, with that, the amendment passes. Sorry, it's a little rusty. I'll not move back. Director Rodriguez.
So I know Jake has a purview to pay for a table. Are you going to have to put yours on an agenda? sorry. I want you to consider this. Would you consider undoing your amendment? I don't know that they can wait much longer because the event is on the 28th. And so if you just purchase the three tables and then you can still pass your budget and you can transfer the expense over to that. Does that work?
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
No.
Just
one
retract
more.
Just
I encourage the body to fail the amendment.
We just passed it.
No, we voted.
We voted to approve the amendment.
Okay, never mind.
So, President Brown, will you just make another amendment,
yes,
please? Thank you.
Awesome. I move to approve the budget for three tables at the amount of $850 for a new total of $2,500.
Is there a second? Attorney General Sosanji. Alrighty. Is there any other discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All against? Any abstentions? With that, the amendment passes. We'll now move back to discussion on the main motion at hand. Is there any further discussion? Alrighty. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving agenda item 7-2, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? With that, the motion passes. President Brown, I'll be handing over the gavel to yourself.
I accept. Thank you, Vice President Murphy, for your kindness in this process. Next, we'll move into agenda item 9 remarks. Are there any remarks from the President's Cabinet? Vice President Murphy.
First off, I'd like to say thank you to Liz, Diego, Parker, Austin, and Autumn, all for coming to the Fieldhouse discussion last night. I'm glad that was workshop 1 of 3, and we're all, and Nick, I said it all right. Not Liz.
I wasn't there.
Yeah. That was the ones I forgot. But I'm glad I think we had one of the largest student groups, and a lot of the ideas we had were different than a lot of the other groups, and so a lot of the things that they were considering, I think, kind of shifted in favor of students, so that's super cool to see. We're having 2 more workshops, one at the end of March and then one mid-April. Hopefully the pre-design approval process will be done by July, with a total approval slash start of construction happening in 2024, and the completion of the building in 2026. Fingers crossed, hopefully it's sooner than that. But I just want to thank you guys for being part of this process. This is going to be a part of the lasting legacy that you all leave. So thank you for that.
Dr. Lim?
Forgot to include this in my report, but next week, February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, the whole week, Counseling Services and the Student Health Center will be hosting a National Eating Disorder Awareness Week, and there will be programming. I will be sending out the PDF provided by them, and it's very inclusive because you can do Zoom. And I think in person, yeah. So it's a hybrid event, so please, if you have time, go out and support. And yeah, I'll have more details then.
Awesome. If there are no other remarks, we'll move to agenda item 8, public comments. Are there any public comments at this time? Director Rodriguez.
So if it's okay with you, Jake and Kaylee, Patrick is ready to go with the 4 tables. I just need somebody to submit a request saying, hey, we're going to buy these tables, because we still need your permission. But they Patrick worked it out with Memphis. So yeah, thank you for doing that. Sorry, Kaylee, but it's really close to the event and it's a huge event, like it's a huge gala.
Do we need to submit separate requests because it's coming from separate signing authorities,
you can
or
do that? Yeah,
would that
Patrick
be best?
Patrick already knows, but I think for the record it's important. And you're gonna be the one that approves yours. And then Austin, you're gonna approve the other 3 tables. Because you've got that department. And did I hear you correctly? Are you all going to provide the 3 chairs, the 2 high school students and the 1 college student? So they have 2 high school students and 1 college student from the university that sit on their planning committee. They wanted to know if ASUN would be willing to provide 3 chairs or 3 meals. Is that okay? Can I say that that's okay?
Yeah.
Any other public comment at this time?
Hi, I have some public comment. So hi everyone, I just got back from the Sexual Misconduct Task Force meeting with the Board of Regents. And this is all in regards to Senate Bill 347. I just have a few notes and a few updates and just to keep you guys in the loop while your term is ending, but you know, just to make sure. We decided on what we're going to do for the climate survey. So the plans are is to have a climate survey and give it to all the institutions around Nevada, and have obviously student respond, but we also want a high turnout of student respondents. So I think we come in as an association. What I mentioned to them is what are ways that we can, you know, have these students respond to these climate surveys. And of course, they always work best with incentives. So just to start brainstorming those ideas, just make sure that, you know, we're getting as much input as possible, because all the hard work and everything that we're doing, we have this climate survey done and done right. Hopefully it won't go to waste if we have as many respondents as possible. Something else too that was mentioned, that I mentioned during, and something that I want to bring up to you guys is a lot of the statistics are on campus, off campus, resident, like on campus resident halls, on campus just campus, and then off campus. And the majority of the statistics, like the majority of the people who have these instances of sexual misconduct are off campus. So like a little bit more than 80%. And my thing is I'd like more like a specialized or a little bit more specifics as to what these locations are. And so like if you guys can have some input as to what sort of locations we can add to it, so that whether it be, you know, your own home, whether that be a family or like a familiar's home, things like that, if you guys can give me some ideas to present to them. I have a few, but just in case, obviously a lot of point of views here. So yeah, that's pretty much it for my public comment. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, is there any other public comment this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 10, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 10:05:03 5:04 p.m.